Verse 5 now, and the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen. He's number one deacon, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch. Now, these were the seven men. I can't tell you anything about the last five, but the first two were outstanding men, Stephen and also this man that we have coming up a little later, Philip. These were outstanding men in the early church. Now, these seven deacons were the men now to serve in this office, and yet the record that we have of them was a record that was spiritual. Now, verse 6, whom they set before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them. Now, friends, there's a great deal of hocus-pocus and acra-cadabra that's connected with this matter of laying on of hands. A great many people think that that has some spiritual power connected to it, and if you put your hand on somebody, that communicates something. My friend, it communicates nothing. Well, the only thing that you can communicate by putting your hand on somebody's disease germs. You can pass them on, but you can't pass any power on. Well, what is the purpose of the laying on of hands? We had that back in Leviticus of the offering. The sinner would come, put his hand on the offering and slay it. What does he mean? Well, it means that that offering now is taking his place. That offering is one with him. And so when the apostles put their hands on the deacon's head, that meant that now the deacons are partners with them, one with them in the service. And that's all in the world that it meant. It merely designates that these men for the office, denoting their fellowship in the things of Christ and their representation, they're also for the corporate body of believers, that these men now are partners in this great enterprise in the early church. I would also have you note that this was a social service that they were engaged in, which is very important. I personally think that the church should take care of its own. That's my personal belief. I think that that ought to be true today. The early church, they had a poverty program, but it only included the members of the church, and the church today should take care of its own. Now, I want us to follow through here. We find that the church continues to grow. Verse 7, and the word of God increased. Oh, my friend, that is the important thing today, to have the word of God increasing in our day. And we want to see that. That is the purpose, if I may put in a little plug for our humble radio network. That's our desire, that the word of God might be increased. The word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. Now, don't miss that, because the priests were serving in the temple when the veil was rent in twain at the death of Christ. And these men, many of them, turned to the Lord after that.